This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about Andalusia with two professional guides who have guided all over Spain, Javier Menor and Federico Garcia Barroso. Now, it is very hot in the south of Spain in the summer. How do Andalusians cope with the heat? Siesta?
Siesta helps a lot.
Actually, the siesta is this urban legend, and the Spaniards do not sleep a siesta all year long, but in the summertime, it's so hot outside that you want to take a break in the middle of the day.
And also you want to be out late at night, because that's when it's cool and comfortable. So that's just a practical thing.
If you don't have to work, you stay home, sleeping or maybe not. And then later, 6 p.m., you go out again.
And it's worked into the whole eating schedule, because the long meal of the day would be the lunchtime meal.
Exactly. It's all about weather conditions and food habits, and that's how it works.
Just how animals cope in the heat.
In small towns, you can still see a lot of the doors, the outside door in the house. It's got two sections.
Right.
And the upper section remains open, and the bottom section remains closed. So the house, it keeps its privacy, but it's open.
It has a breeze, you mean?
A breeze. And those cool patios, you know, with plants, and the temperature is much more cooler.
Yeah. And the whitewash is a way to have sort of built-in air conditioning.
Absolutely.
Stucco walls or thick,
very thick walls, lime washed.
Yeah, and white colors everywhere.
Yeah. White colors, yeah. Now, when we go to Andalusia, we'll find, I found just in the last few years, there's actually coverings on the streets when you're in Sevilla in the summertime. Is that new? Is that to give people shade?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that was something that they used to do specifically in those religious processions or those carnival parades, and now they understood that they do need that, you know.
And it's just relief from the sunshine in the middle of summer.
You will find it especially in commercial streets.
Ah, so you have a climate-controlled shopping mall.
Sort of.
So they have ropes, and they bring canvas protection from the sun.
Which is really nice, actually.
It is quite nice, and it's quite new. And these days, you know, when you're traveling, you do need air conditioning when you're in southern Spain, and almost every hotel would provide
but
that.
But do not expect air conditioning everywhere.
No.
Because it's Spain, it's different. And we don't abuse the air conditioning as much as you do in the United States.
So you'll have the air conditioning on only in the summer. Is there a rule that limits when you can heat and when you can cool, like in other parts of Europe?
Unfortunately, there is no rule. There is no rules about that. You know?
Because for a lot of people in Italy, I believe, it's sort of a frustration, because people can't turn on the heat and they can't turn on the air con in the spring and the fall, because the government, in order to save energy, has decreed you will not heat or cool during this period.
Now they have a maximum temperature in the winter, or a minimum temperature, winter and summer.
To save energy.
Yeah, to save energy. So now it can go below certain temperature.
Federico Garcia Barroso, Javier Menor, thank you very much. And I can hardly wait to join you sometime down in the south of Spain, Andalusia.